A and B.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Chris from Local Splash. I'm speaking with Chester.
Yeah, this is him.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good.
Perfect. Now, sir, I'm actually calling in because we have a scheduled client interview to set up your Local Splash account. Now, this call takes around 20 to 30 minutes. I just want to check if it's a good time for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
All right. Perfect, sir. So we're going to be discussing a few things in this interview so that we can get information about your business. We could also gather content so that we can achieve the highest online ranking. Now, if you have any questions, just cut me off, sir, and I can answer them for you.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, first and foremost, let's go ahead and set up the security question in your account. This is the question that we will be asking you whenever you make any changes or whenever you call to make sure that we are talking to the right person. Now, we do have three questions available. Let me know which of this works for you, okay? We do have three questions here, sir, for your city question. Just let me know which of this works.
Okay.
The questions we have available are mother's maiden name, the city you were born, and the first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's the answer?
Eagle Eye.
Okay. How do you spell that, sir?
Eagle. E-A-G-L-E,
mm-hmm.
L-I-T-E.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, let me add the security question and the security answer. Let me just save it. There you go. Save it for you. Thank you. And also, sir, I just want to check if you have someone that you'd like to be added in your account. In case you're busy, this person could also call in behalf of you.
No, nobody.
No. All right, not a problem. If you have somebody in the future, just let us know. If you have that person, sir, in the future, just let us know so that we can add them in the future. Perfect. So right now, the next part of the interview would be verifying all the business information we've gathered to make sure we have all the details correct here. Now, I'm going to start with your business name. The business name we have here, sir, is A&B Appliance Repair.
Correct.
Okay. And, sir, I'm looking here in the notes. I can see that you have a website, which is anbappliance.com.
Correct.
Okay. And the phone number that your customers could call would be 859-797-7395.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And your email address that they could reach you would be cclwasherman@aol.com.
Correct.
All right. Now, sir, for the address we have listed here, it appears that it's a home address, but just making sure if it's the correct one. We have 145 Hess Branch Road in Sanborn Ground, which is 40379. Is this the correct address?
Correct.
Now, this is your home location, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, sir, for privacy purposes, we're going to make sure that the street address is hidden. So it will just be the city, the state, and the zip code showing up online.
What was that again?
Oh, regarding the address, sir, we're going to make sure the street address is hidden because we don't want customers showing up on your doorsteps. So we'll take care of that for you.
Okay.
Now, I also want to confirm, have you already created your Google My Business page? Basically, this is the page, sir, that shows on the Google Maps for your company.
No, it was, but I don't think it's showing up right now.
I see. Did you have any access to that page, or was it created by someone?
It was created by someone else.
Okay, all right. Not a problem, sir. So I will inform our team so that they can go ahead and try to get access to that page. I believe you have a lot of reviews on that page, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had 600 and something 611, 613, something like that, reviews, 5 stars, 5.0.
Okay, got it. Noni 3, that's why we have, I mean, you have hired us. We're going to go ahead and reach out to Google about this. Now, just be on the lookout for the postcard or the pin that's going to be sent out to your home address. As soon as you got that, let us know.
Okay,
perfect. So right now, so the next part of the interview is very important. This is the keywords. This is how your business will be found online. Now, the phone number it called you, the one ending in 7395, you are able to receive text messages on this number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sure, I'm going to be sending you a text message now. I'd like you to review the keywords. Let me know if all of it works or if you'd like it updated.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Take out the gas stove.
Okay.
And add ice makers.
Okay, ice makers. Okay. Perfect. I've added it, sir.
Okay.
Anything else we missed on the list of keywords?
No, that's good.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. Give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and save it here. Okay. Sorry, I just want to confirm. The Google page that you had previously was under the business, was under your business name, right? A and B Appliance Repair.
Yes.
Okay. And the and is the symbol, right?
The symbol, yes.
Yep. Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir, for confirming that. Now, Stephanie actually added in her notes that you do charge $40 for the service call.
Correct.
Okay. Now, that charge, sir, is it on top of your customer's bill, or is it included if they're going to get the service?
It's just guaranteed when I get there.
Okay. It's
not free with the repair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me notate that, sir. Thank you. And the prices that you're offering, is it premium? Is it the premium side or is it in the middle? Like, it's affordable, but it's also competitive.
It's cheaper than anybody.
Okay. So very affordable. Okay, perfect. Now, the company, when was it established or founded?
Oh, I've been doing it for about 20 years, but I've been on Google for probably the last 9 years.
So you have over 20 years of experience, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told her about 20 years plus.
20 years, okay.
And then from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
Sunday, Monday through, 7 days a week.
So 7 days a week. Perfect. Let me notate that here. Thank you, sir. And aside from yourself, are there other people or family members that's helping you out?
No, I work by myself. And my mom will answer the calls during the daytime, then I take over. Because I got a full-time job, and I do all mm-hmm. this in the evenings.
Oh, okay.
So my mom answers the phone during the daytime, but I forward my phone to her phone, so she takes the calls.
Got it. So there you go. So she's helping you out when it comes to scheduling customers, right?
Well, she don't schedule. She just takes the information, then I call them back and I schedule.
Oh, okay. Got it. There you go. Thank you for clarifying that, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Could you also tell me your servicing areas, the cities or the counties?
Georgetown and Lexington.
Georgetown and Lexington. Okay, perfect. And
I do go outside of some other places sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, but I just try to concentrate on Georgetown and Lexington.
Lexington. Got it, sir. Thank you. And you're able to service both residential and commercial customers, right?
Just residential.
Just residential, okay. Add that here. And I just want to check, sir, are you also licensed and insured?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, sir, if it's not too much to ask, could you give us or send us a picture of your license information? I've sent you another text message regarding our email addresses. Now, that's you can send the information to either one of those email addresses. And also, we do recommend if you can share with us pictures and how you do your work.
You need a picture of what?
The picture, sir, of how do your work. Probably, if you can send us before and afters, that will be perfect.
Okay.
If you have one of those kind of pictures, but because honestly, those are what customers would love to see because it gives them an idea on how you do your work. So if you have those pictures, send it to us.
Okay, I can take a few of them over the weekend.
Great. Thank you, sir. We'll be on the lookout for that picture. Thank you. And how about payments, sir? What's the type or modes of payment you are accepting for your company?
Cash, credit, checks, cash, or credit cards.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. And you already have a Facebook page created for your company, right?
Yes.
Okay. You also have access to this page. Like, you can make any changes.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Well, sir, thank you so much for answering those questions. Right now, we are in the last part of the interview regarding the time frame and what you should be expecting with our company. Now, we're going to be monitoring your information, sir, on a daily basis. We actually have a dedicated team who's going to do that. We call them content team because they're responsible for creating your online profile. They're also going to be responsible to claim your Google page. In that way, once Google has given us access, we're going to give you that access as well. Because we want you to have the power to make any changes to your account, sir.
Sure.
Aside from us making any changes. Now, let me just put that in the notes here so that we can claim your listing. Just be on the lookout for the pin again for that you're going to receive in the next few days and let us know. You can either call us, send us a text message, or send us an email with a code.
Okay.
For this marketing campaign that we're going to launch for your company, sir, you should see maximum results here, including your ranking online within 30 to 45 days. Now, we're going to create a page that you can log in to track the progress of this. We call it dashboard, and the dashboard usually is going to be created within 3 to 5 business days. Once that's created, we will send you an email with your login credentials and a short video tutorial to teach you how to navigate the dashboard in case there's like a data that you'd like to get from the marketing campaign. Like, so we're going to have it created for you and we'll send you that email once that's done. So I'm done with the client interview, sir. Thank you so much for your time and for answering my questions. Do you have any question for me, sir, before I let you go?
No, it should be fine.
All right. Well, sir, thank you so much again for answering my call. And if you need our assistance, just reach out to us. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, so is it probably about, what are you thinking, about a week or so before the card comes in?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. All right.
Well, sir, thank you. And you have a great day. Have a great weekend as well. To take care of yourself and have a good day. Goodbye for now.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.